Cyber Monday, next Monday, may start a few days earlier, this Friday, Black Friday. That's when Walmart is starting its Cyber Week deals rather than wait for Saturday as it did last year. Macy's is also kicking off its Black Friday sales at 5 p.m. on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. So does Black Friday matter? Jill Schlesinger has thought about it. She's business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So Black Friday, typically a time for in-store deals and some of them, you know, crazy people lining up, well, the day before. Do you think more stores are going to follow Walmart and offer their cyber deals on Friday?
I think everything is starting sooner. You may start to get the feeling that holiday season is starting in August, but it actually does start hours after Halloween ends. That is because retailers have recognized that, in fact, all of November and all of December is what constitutes the holiday season, and they want us to start paying attention and almost like training us to believe we are in the midst of the holidays.
Right. Well, but people, we're still having Thanksgiving. And is it worth it on Black Friday? The New York Times had a piece last week that started, "Attention holiday shoppers, the overwhelming majority of Black Friday deals are duds."
Yeah, and you know what's fascinating is they had teamed up and do some analysis on this at the Times, and what they found was that Black Friday weekend is not so much about giving you, the consumer, a great deal. I know that, you know, we're very jaded about this. We understand that. But what it does is it actually creates a period of time where retailers can clear out their unwanted goods. And frankly, they don't put their best-selling products on massive cuts. They actually say, like, let's get rid of the grills and the fire pits because we don't need those taking up space.
And they know someone will take them. Well, so what do you recommend? You say if you're planning on shopping on Black Friday, use some websites, Price Grabber, Price Jump.
Yeah, I mean, start actually with just making sure you have a little bit of a budgeting app like Santa's Bag or maybe the Christmas gift list. If you're Jewish, they just pretend it says Hanukkah gift list. Okay, relax. Now, once you've got your list, you're going to track your pricing on Google. And yes, Price Grabber, Price Jump. Retailers have been really smart about using algorithms and technology to target us. It's a time to turn the tables on them and go in armed with some information.
Wow. So you put your Christmas list in and then the app tracks the pricing for you.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And you say you should also go online at different times, depending on what you plan to buy.
Okay, here's the deal. If you want electronics, don't actually wait till Cyber Monday. Evidently, according to retail analysts, today's the day to buy electronics. You ready for your next one? If you want apparel, get ready for tomorrow. Everyone says Wednesday's kind of a weird day. Thursday, oddly enough, even though it's a real bummer to actually buy jewelry in the holiday season, it's a total ripoff. If you're going to do it at all, evidently, Thanksgiving Day is good for jewelry. Black Friday deals, guess what? You might forget about your video games and your DVDs. Go buy a new car, because everyone says to me that car dealers want to get cars off their lots on that Friday. Cyber Monday, I know we talk about it for toys. That's a good time to do it, but not your really hot toys. You are not going to find your beautiful Barbie or your Frozen toy. It's just not going on sale this season.
All right. Well, you could do what REI is doing. They still have the hashtag opt outside, and they're saying, don't buy anything. We're closing on Friday to let our people go outside and play. You do it, too.
I'm in. I'm signed up right now.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News. Thank you, and happy Thanksgiving.
And to you as well.